Hello, it's Benj Mellis. I'm here at the TSB IoT event, that's Internet of Things, and I'm with William Harold here, who has some very interesting things to talk about. So, William, introduce yourself a little bit for those people out on the webs.
Yeah, sure. So, my name's William Harold. I've been working for the last 4 months with this TSB IoT convergence project, and our scenario we call self-hacking. And so, really, There's two ways to make money out of personal data. One of them is the traditional model where there's a free service which has some benefit to the user, and the data is collected and converges on a large vendor.
So I guess that's kind of the thing we're familiar with, things like Facebook and Google, where they're kind of...
Yeah, we've just grown up with it, basically. Yeah. There is another way of doing it, which is to have the convergence of the data around the user rather than the some large organization. And so we're using the term self-hacking here, and so it's our contention that just about everybody is a self-hacker, that you know they've all got something about them, like, you know, how do I lose weight, and why do I always feel depressed, and why do I never have enough energy to do anything fun, and blah blah blah. So we think that people can learn a lot about themselves by having automatic logs of what they do, and we're thinking of using pedometers and smart meter data, location and so on. Comes into our system, and then there's an inference step, so that you look at the data and say, well, given that your pedometer was doing this and your location was that, you were probably having McDonald's or something, or you were running, or you were walking, or you were whatever. So you then get a sort of a high-level log of what you've been doing.
So essentially you kind of generate your own data and then taking control of that and using that to kind of change habits or behaviours.
Right. So we provide tools to analyse your log, and those tools are for visualisation. Comparison with, you know, norms. We've been working with the Medical Research Council about sort of what's a normal level of activity, okay, for example. Yeah. And the other critical thing is the kind of the so what question, which is how can you create triggers at appropriate times in the future from your behaviour in the past that says, you know, at this time you could either go home and have a glass of wine and slob out in front of the TV, or you could go to the gym if that's the thing that you want to do, or if you have a My problem is too much fast food. So you know, it's there's particular places, and if you look at your log, you can find out what those decision points are where you can substitute one sort of behaviour for another.
Ooh, we shall come onto that in part two. So we'll be right back.